Hello, it's Jan again, one of the London Walks guides who in normal times offers walks with a royal theme. A few years ago, I had more and more walkers coming on the Royal London Tour, particularly American visitors, mentioning a new TV series airing on Netflix called The Crown. And I must admit, I don't generally watch a lot of TV, so I hadn't been aware of this series. But the increasing number of times it was brought up and the incredibly enthusiastic comments made me realise I needed to check it out. Well, suffice to say, like most people I had talked to, from episode one, season one, I was completely sucked in. This is certainly must-watch TV, even if it doesn't get all the details exactly right. I am now one of the tens of millions around the world who are watching the series. Whether you are a faithful devotee of this gripping series or not, it doesn't matter. With the spotlight firmly on the 20th and 21st century royals and all their triumphs, trials and tribulations, this TV series has definitely sparked an interest to find out more. The drama chronicles the life of the Queen from the 1940s to modern times. The series begins when she is 25 years old and as she ascends the throne after the premature death of her father, King George VI. As the decades pass, personal intrigues, romances and political rivalries are revealed, along with many events that shaped the later years of the 20th century. In the first two seasons, Claire Foy's portrayal of the young Queen is masterful. A tricky task when the main traits of our Queen are detachment and composure. But she manages to hint at the kaleidoscope of emotions beneath the surface of the young Queen as she adjusts to her new role. The authenticity of the rarefied accent is impressive. And an equally impressive performance is given by Olivia Colman in season 3 and 4 as she takes on the role of an older, much more assured monarch. It would be impossible to mention all of the outstanding performances and actors who appear throughout. The casting is spot on, with physical likeness and attributes adding to the authenticity. I have just finished binge-watching season 4. Which focuses on the late 1970s and 80s, with the rise and fall of Margaret Thatcher, the Falklands conflict, and Lady Diana Spencer's marriage to Prince Charles. The series does not shy away from covering issues such as Princess Diana's eating disorder and Prince Charles's affair with Camilla Parker Bowles. Gillian Anderson's portrayal of Margaret Thatcher has been given high praise. It is hard for many of us who lived through the Thatcher years, as we see her in human situations, when we had only known her as a largely inhuman politician. We see her as a victim of snobbery and being outclassed, and we are being asked to feel empathy for someone who famously had none herself. There has been criticism for the liberal use of artistic license. We have to remember it is fictionalised to a great extent, but does have roots in reality. It is a gripping drama based on real-life events. Such was the interest in this series that a group of us, London Walks guides and all big fans of the show, put together a walk on the theme of The Crown. We take in some of the filming locations and discuss events which have been highlighted. However, it is not essential to have watched the series, as we cover so many fascinating locations and just keep our focus on more recent royal history. As we look forward to another two seasons still to come, I am sure the show will continue to raise global interest in our royal history and traditions. 2020 is almost done, and with COVID vaccines on their way, we can all look forward to a return to normality, and that includes planning a trip to London, whether that be a full-scale vacation or a day out in town. We look forward to seeing you soon.